Hey you, I got a question for you. What are you doing in June? Specifically, the 10th to the 14th. Well, if you're wondering why I'm asking you this, it's because I've got my next Mexico retreat happening in Tulum in Mexico for 4 nights, 5 days this June. Now, this whole event will be like being my best friend because we're going to be hanging out in 5-star luxury. This retreat is all about embodiment. It's about rapid growth using transformational human design and at the same time, living in the lap of luxury. So spend 5 days with me in an intimate setting, discovering your purpose, sitting poolside, having deep conversations and connecting with like-minded people who will become your lifelong friends. And honestly, it's like being my best friend for a week. So if you're curious, it's important that you know if you join before April 22nd, you'll get 1 month free in HDX. And the next 4 people who join are going to get a free 60-minute unpack session with one of my extraordinary coaches. Sound good? Well, it really is that good. At the end of the day, I want to spend this time with you deep diving into your human design while having the greatest transformations and breakthroughs of your life. And let's be honest, probably mine too. See you in Tulum.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design.
Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. Well, wow, it is December. We are getting so close to Christmas now. And you know, this is a time of year that I really, really enjoy. I get that it's a little bit crazy. We're all trying to get in the last minute bookings and clients and, you know, madly planning for next year. But this is also a time of year to sit back and reflect. Reflect on the year that was. And I know that we have talked at length about 2020. However, at the end of every year, and especially this one, we have so much opportunity to glean the wisdom, to identify the lessons, to really restore those deletions, to find what we've learned, and to really discover who we've become over the previous 12 months. And I think that 2020 is, it is more important this year than many years to be doing this work, because sometimes we can be led by the mainstream media to think that this has just been the worst year ever. And yep, it's been a challenging year. But wherever there's challenge, there's overcoming adversity. And when we overcome adversity, we become a higher expression of ourselves. We learn to step into our fullest potential. So I'm telling you, even if you don't believe it right now, there is so much to be found. There is so much you have grown into this year. And I want to give you an exercise to go and mine all that gold for you. All right. So before we get into a bunch of journal questions, I want to let you know that in the same theme, we're going to be talking about a 2020 review today. Then on Thursday, I'm going to have Rick Michael King back on the podcast because one of my amazing projector clients sent me a message over the weekend. She was telling me that her spleen, Lena, because she gives her spleen a name, had actually given her a bump to message me and remind me how good Rick Michael King's forecast for 2020 was. And maybe we could do another one for 2021. And I'm like, that's a brilliant idea. And I just wanted to geek out again, because you're going to hear this a lot from me, or you do hear this a lot from me, that I just love it. You know, like, this is a projector who is listening to her spleen. She's in alignment. She's guiding. Like, she literally is, like, this is a podcast she listened to a number of times. And her spleen's like, you need to go and tell Emma to go and do it again. So, of course, a little MG over here gets something to respond to. She sends me a message. I think within 15 minutes, I've got my Rick Michael King booked in and we're ready to go for Thursday. Isn't it so cool? Like, geeking out on the simplest parts of human design. This is the way we are designed to work together. This is how our energy is designed to work together. And I just love it. I freaking love it. I've got many more of these little stories coming up for you in future podcasts. However, let's get back to today. So today, because I'm going to move to 2021 with Rick Michael King on Thursday, today I want to help you with a journal exercise, really, to review 2020. Because one of the things, as you know, you would have heard me talk about, what our brain does is it deletes, distorts, and generalizes information depending on our filters in our brain, predominantly our beliefs, our attitudes, our values, and a number of other things. And what we want to do is we want to make sure that we can restore those deletions, restore the things that are out of that actually in alignment, but our brains thought they weren't important because we have an unresourceful belief system around that thing. You know, often people will have an unresourceful belief system around money, right? And they'll be like, I can't make money. I don't earn enough money. I can't save money. And what happens is that every time they have the opportunity to earn it, save it, attract it, their brain literally deletes that information, okay? Because they have a belief system that says that they don't do those things. So what I want to do for 2020, after the year that was, I want to give you some guidelines so that you can really mine that gold of 2020. Because here's the truth. In anything that is challenging or difficult, we will become a better person. Well, 99.9% of the time. And even more than that, what I want you to see is all the times you rose to the challenge, all the times you stepped into your potential, all the times you overcame your fear. And these are the things that when we consciously choose to bring those to our attention, to write them down in our journal, then we really have access to these beauties whenever we need them. You know, whenever we really need to be able to tap into our self-worth, our self-belief, know what we're made of. And that's what this exercise is really all about. It also has some higher level stuff, meaning that I want you also to be not only aware of how far you've come in 2020, but I want you to be ready to vision for 2021 in the next podcast after Rick Michael King. I'm going to give you some questions. I'm going to actually talk to you about how I plan my year. Being a 3-5, I've tried so many different ways. I've tried really, really clear goals and steps and strategies. And then I've tried the really, really just one vision and everything in between. So I'm going to talk about that in the podcast after Rick Michael King. All right, so let's get into it. Get out your piece of paper and a pen. Get out your journal. If you don't have it, press pause, go and get it. Because I want you to be able to use this podcast as the actual journaling guide, okay? So pause as I ask each question and give yourself some space to answer the questions. Now, if you have a defined solar plexus, I want you to go over them a few times. I want you to give yourself more time and space. One thing I've seen so much in 2020 is really understanding that those of us that have this emotional solar plexus, we need a few runs at things. We need to go over it again. No matter how capable we are, how clever we are, how well we learn, or any of those highlights, we really need to revisit things when we have a defined solar plexus. That's one of the lessons I've learned, not only for myself, but I've seen in my clients in 2020. So if that's you with a defined solar plexus, be super conscious of that. And anyone else, listen to your authority. If you feel like you need to go over it, go over it. So First things first, what I want you to do is I want you to take a deep breath. I want you to put both feet on the ground, or I want you to sit on a cushion cross-legged. I want you to be super comfortable but connected to the earth. I want you to shut your eyes. And I just want you to listen. What can you hear? What can you feel? As you take a nice deep breath, I want you to feel how it feels to be in your body. And as your breathing settles, I want you to feel your connection go from your physical body up to source. I want to feel your physical connection go down to the earth and connect with Gaia. And I want you to notice how that feels. And from that space, I want you to gently open your eyes. And I want you to give 2020 a score out of 10. Just write it down straight away. Don't think about it, just write it. Okay, we're going to review that at the end of the session. Okay, let's get into these questions. As you're connected to Source and into Gaia, I want you to trust what comes up. Try not to think about it, just answer it straight away in your journal. Remember, you can always come back. And I got this question, I loved this question, from my diary, actually, Passion Planner. And the question was, what advice would you give yourself at the beginning of 2020? With what you know now, peeps, what advice would you give yourself at the beginning of 2020? You know, for me personally, the advice that I would have given myself is, you've got this. You know what to do. You've done the work. Keep doing the work. You've got this. No matter what it looks like out there, you've got this. Trust what you know inside. Trust your internal guidance. What would you tell yourself? The next thing that I want to talk about is the challenges. All right. Often we spend so much time focusing our really important attention on our challenges. And that's cool. That's fine, because these challenges, these lessons, they are given to us so we can step up, so we can become a better version of ourselves. But what I want to ask yourself is, what challenges, number one, did you face in 2020 that you overcame? Did you resist them hard in the first place? You know, I think this is one of the greatest lessons I have from 2020, is that although I am definitely not resistance free, I have learned to go with the flow so much better. So when the hard things showed up, 8 out of 10 times, I was like, okay, I'm just going to do this. If you say so, universe. So what challenges did you specifically overcome? And how did you do it? What did you believe was possible before you overcame that challenge? You know, one of my favorite quotes is by Nelson Mandela. And it's the quote that you've probably heard, that it is impossible. It's always believed to be impossible until it is done. Again, I feel like 2020 is a massive theme of that. So I want you to go back and look at your challenges, how you overcame them, and really start to see the incredible value that you brought to those challenges. I also want you to notice, this is the other part of it, right? How much energy did you invest in resisting those challenges? And what about the ones you are yet to overcome? Are you still resisting them? Or are they just taking their time to be resolved? Because, you know, divine timing's a real thing, people. Awesome. So spend some time with that. Pause the podcast if you need to. Now, off the back of the challenges, the overcoming adversity, the things that really do create our highest potential, what I want you to do is I want you to really get clear on what your three greatest lessons for 2020 were. As I've said, my number one is to trust myself. And that's not to say that I always have all the right answers or I always go in the right direction. It's just that trusting myself and the universe has really taught me that even if sometimes the road is winding, it's getting where I want it to go or where I need to go. So what are the three greatest lessons you've learned? You know, one of the ones that I have learnt is responsibility. You know, you hear me talk about responsibility so much, and I think it's one of my highest values. And recently I was doing a session with an expert that's coming up, and I was talking about something. I was actually talking about someone in my family, and the question came up, well, you know, you're just projecting your stuff onto this person. And I was like, oh, I don't think I am. And of course I took time, and sure enough, and it was that responsibility piece. But I'd been looking at responsibility as all of my doing, you know, all of my doing. Like, I need to take responsibility for this. I need to do this. I need to get the help. I need to take the action. But one of these, the refinement lesson almost for me with responsibility is to stop taking too much responsibility. I know you've heard me say it before. But this is the thing, we never stop learning. You know, I know that responsibility is a thing for me. When I was younger, I didn't want to take it. As I got older, I took too much of it. So I often, you know, not often, I will dance between those two things. But it's in getting honest with myself, honest, that helps me really learn the lesson and rise up past it and stop doing those unresourceful behaviors. So what were your three greatest lessons for 2020? The next question I want you to have a look at is, what did you focus most of your energy on? And did it get you closer or further away from your vision or your goals or your purpose? I think this is a really telling question. You know, the years that I was doing depression and anxiety, especially in the beginning, I focused so much on depression and anxiety. And it wasn't until I'd read enough books to realize, oh, I need to have something else. I need to be focusing on what I want more of. So I started focusing on happiness. And when I started focusing on happiness, everything started to shift. So where in 2020 did most of your focus go? And was it focused on what you want to create more of? Or was it focused on what you want less of? This is a great indicator, especially as you go into planning for 2021. The next question, what are you most grateful for? I know that gratitude gets such a, you know, I don't know, I even know what the word is. Like, everyone's talking about gratitude. And there's a reason for that, because it's really freaking powerful. You know, gratitude is the emotion that releases every positive chemical in our body. You know, it helps us heal physically, emotionally, spiritually. It raises our energetic vibration. It brings us in alignment to our soul and to the universe. It is so incredibly powerful. So just because you think it doesn't work or you can't be bothered doing your gratitudes, do it. So I really want you to get clear on what are you most grateful for in 2020 and who are you most grateful for in 2020? And take the time each day to do gratitude. I talk so much about the two fundamental things that really started to turn my mindset around and heal me: gratitude and meditation. And it's all about focus. It's about focusing your energy on what you want more of, not what you want less of. It's also about calling in support and help from source, from the universe, from your team. So if gratitude isn't a regular habit for you, make it. Make it one and start today. And if it is, well done you. And I want you to really get clear on what are you most grateful for in 2020. You know, one of the things that I'm most grateful for in 2020 is the results, the evidence my brain needed that I can trust myself, that I am capable, that feeling inside of me that I've had since I was a really tiny child of being able to change the world through teaching. This is coming into fruition. It's happening. I am living the dreams I've dreamed for such a long time. And I'm really grateful for that. I'm grateful for the evidence because my will center, my defined will center, is all about manifesting on the material plane. And to have such evidence helps me help you because it gives my brain the evidence it needs and it stops my ego focusing on what if. So I'm super grateful for this year and all the evidence of growth and trust and faith and what happens when I really do listen to my internal guidance and that of my team, that of my, you know, my guardian angels, my all the synchronicities, like really trusting it. Because coming from a brain that was so connected to knowledge and academics, which is kind of ironic, right? Because that was not me as a kid. But it's so beautiful to be to have both worlds. Like the proof of the unprovable is almost like one of my greatest lessons and what I'm so grateful for this year. So the next question I have for you is, what advice would your 2021 self, who is sitting with their journal in December of 2021, knowing what they know, being who they've become, what advice would they give you today as you review 2020? Remember, one of the greatest guides we have is our future self. We can time travel. I know it sounds freaking crazy because I used to be like, oh, that's a bit of a stretch. But the reality is, when we speak from our future self, we can really guide us in the best way possible. You know, I wrote myself a letter at this time last year, and I found that letter quite by accident, probably about 6 weeks ago. And as I read it, I was covered from head to toe in goosebumps, head to toe, because every single thing in that letter had manifested. And not just manifested, it had manifested in bigger and better ways than I could have expected or could have imagined at that time. So spending time looking back on who you are today, what advice would that person give you about 2020? About these questions, what have you learned? Who have you become? You know, this is one of the things that we get the most value from is taking all the things that we think are hard and gleaning the diamonds from them. You know, who have you become in 2020? Who are you today because of the challenges that you've faced? Who are you today because of the people you've attracted? Who are you today because of the learning that you have done, the education you have invested in? And how is that getting you closer to the vision that you're creating for your future? So 2020 has been quite a year, and I really want you to take the time to answer all of these questions, to review the overcoming of adversity, to review the person you've become, to review the investment of your energy, and be honest with yourself. Do you want more of this or less of it? Do you want to invest more in being in alignment with your design, learning your design even better so that you can let go of your conditioning, so that you can trust your authority, you can trust your own unique design? If so, where's that focus going? How did those challenges teach you to be more in alignment with your design? Where's your not self been turning up exactly? 2020 has been quite a year. And for those of you who have faced it head on, well, I absolutely acknowledge and love you. You guys have done a great job. And for those of you who have had the handbrake on more than it's been off, guess what? There's another year just around the corner. We're going to be okay. But take this time to make a conscious choice of who you want to be next year. And the only way that you can do that is you've got to review the lessons of this year. Okay? Okay, so at the beginning of the podcast, I got you to score 2020 out of 10. I want you to do it again. Just feel into it. Has the number changed? Has it got higher now that you've actually invested time and energy in mining for the gold of 2020? The other thing I want you to do is I want you to ask yourself the next question. That is, what is it going to take to get this number to a 10? And I want you to go mining for that. Okay? So let's say I said at the beginning of my session, at the beginning of the podcast, I was like, okay, my 2020 was a 6 out of 10. Then I got to the end of the session or the end of the podcast and went, right, it's definitely now an 8 out of 10. What is it going to take to get that, to make that a 10 out of 10? Well, it might take more money, more security, more safety. Notice that safety, security, things like that, this is where we're in fear. Just pay attention to what the difference is. That's the little bit that's going to make the difference. But if you say being clearer on my purpose, having more clarity, brilliant, awesome. So as we move into the 2021 planning, you're going to know that this year you want to focus on having some clarity for December. All right? Pay attention to what comes up when you ask yourself that question. What would take it to a 10? Is it resourceful? Is it something that can be built into 2021, or is it unresourceful? Is it fear that comes up? Just pay attention to those things, put them in your journal, and put them into your 2021 planning when we get to it next week. Okay, so that is your 2020 in review. Go and do the exercise, spend time with your journal, spend time answering it, and if you are inclined to come back and review it again, sleep on it, see what came up. And then stay tuned for Thursday, where Rick Michael King is going to give us an astrological forecast for 2021 and give us a heads up. You know, like once we've learned all these lessons, once we've done these reviews, we've heard Rick Michael King's vision for forecast, I should say, for 2021. Then we can go into next week and start to really vision and feel into who we want to become for 2021. Now, one of the things that Rick Michael King said in his forecast last year that I've literally held close to my heart all year this year, he said that 2020 was a year to hold the intention that anything is possible. And well, hello, that is totally sums up 2020. The thing for me is that every single time I saw the external world, something going on in that external world, I held close to anything is possible. And from a place of, if it's possible that we can be experiencing all of this on the planet, then it's possible that I can be experiencing whatever I want to experience in my internal world. So holding that possibility, listening to what his advice was, and actually consciously choosing to live by it for 2020 was absolute gold for me. So please stay tuned, listen to the forecast, and then we'll set you up for 2020 after that. Thanks everyone, and I look forward to having you on the next podcast. Bye for now. Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.